the Rawlings. A crisp morning sky held the sun coming up when he stepped to the porch with his mug. She was coming back in and reached for the cup, gladly given along with a hug. The driveway was full of tables with things. The garage bays were equally packed. Furniture, covered with scratches and dings, joined the volumes of books neatly stacked. Said he, "It's just junk, so who will want to pay?" "You might be surprised," said the wife. "If we have to," she said, "we'll just give it away. Then at least we won't store it for life." He laughed as he gazed and mentally surveyed the stuff they had kept through the years. But his eyes narrowed in on something that made the smile on his face disappear. On a box of worn balls lay an old Rawlings mitt, well weathered by past summer days. He picked the glove up with the hand it still fit, and remembered its many great plays. The glove saw some time as a personal tool, but its best service came after that, on the vacant grass lot near the back of the school, where his kids learned to field and to bat. Nope, he decided. The Rawlings stays here. From the garage sale, he took it away. When his wife asked him why, he smiled and said, "Dear, we can't let this glove go today." "Someday," he said, "our kids will have kids, and they'll want to learn baseball, I bet. They're going to need me, and I'm going to need this." The Rawlings not finished quite yet.